305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty. It's 90 degrees as we speak. And the big, beautiful bill has passed. Thank you, Vice President J.D. Vance. Heads back over to the House of Representatives now. And I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. There's a lot of misinformation that's out there, and some of it really pains me. I mean, really, really pains me. I am about as active and as passionate and involved as you can get when it comes to the disability world. You know that, right? So when I get an email from the ARC of the United States, I open it up. I pay attention to certain email addresses, some more than others. Some I look at and think, well, you know, they're going to be asking me for money, or it's some sort of spam, or my life can go on just fine without taking a look at this. But when I get an email from the ARC of the United States, I look at it. I got a note from the ARC of the United States at 2:17 this afternoon, and to put it in the most polite, gracious, friendly terms, I'm outraged. Oh, I'm not outraged because they sent me an email. I'm absolutely outraged and livid about the manner in which they are presenting what is in the email. Now, the ARC, you may or may not know, the ARC started out, ARC, it was the Association for Retarded Children. And then it became the Association for Retarded Citizens, and there was a time when everybody said, you know, that term is, it's outdated, it's offensive for those of us who have disabled kiddos. Let me tell you, that term kind of hits us like a punch in the gut. So many years ago, they changed the name. It became the ARC. Okay. Those of us that know some history, know what the original name was, know why it was changed, and I'm all good with that. It says right here, for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Fantastic. I'm all about that. I know there are plenty of people who are in that arena, but I'll put myself up against, I think, just about anybody in terms of activities and support and involvement in doing exactly that, in helping people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So I read what this says. I'm going to share it with you. It says, an update on the fight to protect Medicaid. What happened? The Senate just passed the budget bill, and it's bad. The bill includes nearly $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts. That's about 20% of the federal Medicaid budget. It would cause nearly 17 million people to lose coverage. Nearly $200 billion in cuts to SNAP. Less food assistance means more people will go hungry, including millions of kids. A new private school voucher program that redirects public education funding to private schools. This will make it even harder with children's disabilities to access essential special education services. Well, that's just not really correct. Even the numbers are off, but you know what? Let's play in their ballpark just for the sake of the conversation. $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts. Okay, so let's say that's what it is. How exactly are those cuts going to be achieved? Jeff, they're clearly just slicing people willy-nilly. They're not. This has to do with a presence on the Medicaid rolls of people who do not belong on the Medicaid rolls. Anybody remember when Bill Clinton had his pants on and he was the president of the United States? Okay. Bill Clinton said able-bodied people receiving Medicaid and other public assistance, such as welfare, need to work or go to school. That is exactly what this measure does. In fact, having analyzed it a little bit, and as you know, I'm a bit of a policy wonk on stuff like this, these requirements are less stringent, less demanding than the requirements that Bill Clinton had way back when. Could we see nearly 17 million people lose coverage? Well, it's possible. Who would those 17 million people be? Jeff, they're going to be kids, just like your daughter Julia. Except, no, that is not correct. These are requirements that would be in place for folks who are not disabled, specifically directed at people who are not disabled, specifically directed at people who are able-bodied, who could go out and find some sort of employment or some sort of education. Well, you want these people to work full-time and overtime? We do not. It'd be nice if they got a full-time job. That'd be great. The requirement as it stands now is 80 hours per month. And that can be either employment or education. So some of the folks who are receiving some of these benefits, who are able-bodied but are thinking, you know, I'm in a profession where there's not a lot of hiring going on. Although we just got numbers today that indicate there was a huge increase in hiring, well above what had been expected, 7.8 million jobs created in the past month as opposed to 7.4 million. Many of them were in the food sector. Okay, all right, I know, hospitality jobs, it's not a career. But you know what the other one was in? Essentially half of those jobs in finance and insurance. Those are good-paying jobs. So the reality is, no, we're not going to kick people off of Medicaid. We are going to have some standards for Medicaid. Those people who are able-bodied will need to demonstrate that they are working, going to school, actively looking for work. It's not that difficult, and it is not an onerous requirement by any stretch of the imagination. All right, what about SNAP and what about education funding? Well, I'm going to tackle those in just a moment. I want to remind you, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what your thoughts are. Have you ever received any sort of services like this? I know, because of Julia, what is involved with a lot of this. I know how some people are able to avail themselves of services that, quite frankly, they shouldn't have. There's plenty of fraud that goes on. And this is about trying to rein in some of that fraud. It's also about convincing people that they need to make a move, essentially, from welfare to work, or from welfare into education, into some sort of training. Pardon my language, but there's not a damn thing wrong with any of this. All right, we'll talk about the SNAP cuts that the ARC is talking about. We'll talk about the education funding that they address in this email. And I'll let you know some of the other details that just don't seem to be getting out. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.